Today, President Clinton signed legislation that will double the pay of future presidents and raise salaries for members of Congress and for federal workers. The pay hikes are part of the $28 billion Treasury and Postal Department funding bill, one of just 5 of 13 appropriations bills that Congress has completed. To keep the government running after the new fiscal year starts on Friday, Congress approved a continuing resolution yesterday, a 3-week temporary funding measure. News analyst Daniel Shore says that resolution highlights the Congress's failure to stick to its word where money is concerned.
Happy fiscal new year, and come along as Congress parades down the boulevard of broken promises and appropriations gimmicks. The Republican leadership vowed that this time the 13 appropriations would be wrapped up by September 30th. Instead, as in 21 out of 24 years, most famously for 208 days with a government shutdown in 1995, Congress has had to resort to the uneconomic device of stopgap spending at last year's levels. Promise number 2, to stay within the budget caps that Congress so triumphantly enacted in the big budget deal of 1997. Unless you're willing to go along with fantasy accounting like forward funding or fictitious emergencies, the budget caps will come off to the tune of at least $30 billion. Promise number 3, to the nation's mostly Republican governors not to touch the $3 billion in unspent welfare money that the states want to save for a contingency. Congress wants that money back. Promise number 4, the most solemn of all, not to touch the $147 billion Social Security surplus. Don't look now, but unless Congress wants to do something unheard of, like raising income taxes, there is nowhere for the money to come from but Social Security. Don't expect to hear bells and whistles when it happens. President Clinton has so far signed only one appropriation bill, military construction, and he promises to veto several others if they remain in their present form. So the real negotiation will start in fiscal overtime. Why, you may ask, if they have to have a confrontation, can't they have it earlier? That is because legislators need to demonstrate to their base constituent support and to lobbyists that they really tried. So attempts are made to fashion policy and promote ideology in the form of spending bills. The Labor and Human Services bill would wreak havoc with some of President Clinton's favorite programs like education and national service. The District of Columbia appropriation is held hostage to a ban on medical use of marijuana, which the voters of the district have supported. The agriculture bill is hostage to provisions like a ban on trade with Cuba. So while government lumbers along on fiscal automatic pilot, the legislators pass money bills they know will be vetoed. Then, having fallen on their swords, they will rise and start negotiating. This is Daniel Shore.